from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're talking about Travis Hunter being the two-way player. If you guys missed the Colorado-North Dakota State game last night, he was fantastic. I think he was on the field for all but two plays. And as I do, I think we're on an interesting situation with Colorado, because I didn't come away from last night's game feeling any closer to knowing if Colorado is going to be any good this year. Like, I think Colorado and North Dakota State are both just really good teams. I actually really thought both quarterbacks just were tough as hell. Both of them held in the pocket till like the last possible second and delivered great throws. I think if you put Cam Miller on Colorado, I think Colorado probably still wins that game. And if you put Shador on North Dakota State, I think Colorado still probably wins that game if you just swap quarterbacks. So that's kind of why we ended up talking a little bit about Travis Hunter. And it's interesting. Like, I don't know what wins the Heisman anymore. I mean, I do know. Kayla asked us in the break, what wins you the Heisman? And the reality is, I think it's always been this way. It's just, I think maybe I'm more aware of it. Like every award, there is a narrative base to it, and that it is built over the course of seasons. I think what we've arrived on now is that the Heisman should be who is the best player in college football. I think that is the intention of what people think it's supposed to be. I think what it's become is the best player on the best team, or the best player on one of the three best teams. But I do think it should be much closer to the best player in college football. And the reason why that makes sense to talk about Colorado is, after last night's game, I don't know that they're going to win more than six games. They might only be a 500 team. And you factor in that they're going in a new conference. You factor in that, I think if you watch that game last night, you saw real flaws up front protecting Shador Sanders. I think that Travis Hunter might end up being, if we just go with who's the most talented player, well, a guy that can be a dominant corner and a dominant wide receiver who could be a Heisman candidate on either side of the ball and now on both sides of the ball, probably to the letter of the law of the original, what is the Heisman, the best player in college football, Travis Hunter is going to have a real chance to win that award. I just don't know when it comes to that award whether they're ever going to give it to a player who's on a losing team or an average team. Because I looked this up. The only player to ever win a Heisman on a losing team was Paul Hornung. So it's been a while. Paul played in the NFL in the 60s. I think he played in college in the late 50s. So that was the last time it happened. By the way, Notre Dame was 2-8. Okay, that's interesting how he won that. I don't know. I'll have to go back and listen to Sports Talk from 1958. But I do think when it comes to this question, I don't think it's as simple as should a team's record impact whether a player is a Heisman winner or not. I don't think it's just as simple as that. Because I think positional importance does matter. For instance, if Shador Sanders throws for 5,000 yards, that's hyperbole, 4,000 yards and 45 touchdowns and has the Joe Burrow season where it's otherworldly stats, but Colorado's a six-win team, yeah, I'm sorry, if you threw for a bunch of yardage, even if that roster isn't perfect, I don't think a quarterback should get that award. Because I think what we judge a quarterback on most of all is whether their team wins or not. And I can understand you'll say, well, it's not Shador's fault that the team wasn't good enough. Well, in today's day and era, yeah, it kind of is. Like, he chose to play at Colorado. I will go ahead and say, as he is the son of the head coach, he probably has some say in the guys around him. I think if you're a quarterback and your team can't get to 500, you probably shouldn't win the Heisman. Now, that, I will say there have been times where there have been quarterbacks on 8-win teams, 9-win teams, 10-win teams, but teams were not playoff teams or even in the hunt for the national championship, that I think probably had a better case to win the Heisman than, I don't know, whoever the best player in Alabama was or whoever the best player on Georgia was. I think Hunter's interesting because you could sell me this either way. Like, if Travis Hunter is such an impactful player at corner and wide receiver, I know he's a great athlete. I know he has dominant aspects. But if he's so great, you would think he has as much impact on a team's ability to succeed, playing wide receiver and corner, corner being the more important position to wins and losses because it affects turnovers. You would imagine that that guy is as responsible or as close to responsible for wins and losses as a quarterback is. Like, generally, I think when it comes to, all right, what matters most to winning and losing in football? It's obviously the quarterback. Then I'd next say, like, an elite pass rusher. And then I'd probably say a great corner or maybe a great wide receiver somewhere in there. Well, he's both. So the fact that he's probably going to be playing on 95% of snaps in the entirety of the game, I think just adds a level of intrigue to this. 216-474-0092. So we're talking about this. Should a team's record affect Heisman candidacy? Because I think if you're a quarterback, the answer is yes, it should. Winning is part of it because quarterbacks have such an impact on a team's ability to win and to lose. I know the NFL's, I know college football is not quite like the NFL. Like, Caleb Williams was the Heisman last year. That was a sub 500 team. That was honestly, it wasn't a very good USC team. And by the way, I said sub 500. I believe they had, I think it was 8 wins. So 8-5. So that's good, but maybe not great. If Colorado got to 8-5, I'd probably have no problem if Travis Hunter was the Heisman. If they were 6-6, I think it'd be a bigger issue. Because much like I said with Shador Sanders, that guy impacts, because he touches the ball on every single offensive drive, that's half the game that he controls with his play. So if you don't win, yeah, yardage and touchdowns matter, but there is the context of how did you win and how did you play when it mattered most. If Travis Hunter's playing 95%, even if he's not getting 20 touches a game, if he's getting 5 to 8 receptions a game, and he's getting thrown at 25% of the defensive snaps, that's almost as much touches, if you will, as a quarterback. I actually think how much Travis Hunter plays probably means team record should probably matter more to his Heisman candidacy than versus any great, just a cornerback or just a great wide receiver. Should team record affect Heisman candidacy? I'll be honest with you, I don't know what really gets you the Heisman anymore. It seems just like if people can agree on something. I think Travis Hunter should be one of the real candidates, but if you play that much, you should probably have a pretty big impact, and records should matter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.